Welcome to Losing Weight After Baby, a podcast for moms by a mom. Hi, my name is Arlene Pellicane. I'm an everyday 30-something mom with a toddler and a baby. The goal here is to encourage you to get into the best shape of your life and motivate you to action. How many moms of babies or toddlers do you know who have lost all their baby weight? Well, today I'll be sharing one mom success story. You will love this inspiring interview with mother of two, Raina Lynn, and you'll get some great ideas to jumpstart your weight loss today on Losing Weight After Baby. Well, I'm very happy to say that on the podcast today, I have my old neighbor, Raina Lynn. Raina and I used to live right down the street from each other, and we had our babies within months of one another. And since then, Raina has moved away, but she is joining us for the podcast. So Raina, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me a little bit, how old are your girls now so everyone will know?
Abigail is 4 and a half. And Sophia will be 2 next week.
Very exciting. Well, tell us, go back in time, you know, so it's been 2 years since you had your youngest, but go back in time a little bit and tell us, how did you lose your baby weight?
Okay. How I lost my baby. Well, I was pregnant with Abigail. I remember I was just more aware of my diet, and I started making healthier choices because I wasn't thinking about what I was eating for myself. I was thinking about the baby.
Yeah.
And after having her, I've tried to maintain that practice of eating more nutritious foods and not give into my old habits of like soda or processed food or fast food.
Yes.
Just because it was really easy to go that route because it was accessible, but making that conscientious effort like I did when I was pregnant, just kind of keeping it going. And then I also picked up stroller walking and the postnatal aerobics. I had made friends with other moms and suggested that we, you know, get together for stroller dates and walk the kids with the strollers. And then it helped also that the hospital that I delivered Abigail and Sophia at provided aerobics classes for the moms at a really good rate, and I was able to bring the baby with me. Other than the diet and exercise, though, breastfeeding and chasing after a 2-year-old.
Yes. Helps a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So you really had a great, like you kind of had a change that when you were pregnant, you could see, oh, I need to eat healthier because it's going straight to the baby.
Right.
But then even afterwards, you realize I still have to keep eating healthy because my kids are still watching what I eat and
right.
It's still important. And I'm nursing.
Exactly. Also nursing. But it was kind of weird. It's like, well, why am I choosing to eat healthy just because I'm pregnant? I should be doing that for my own health and well-being as well.
Yes.
So it just made more sense that I try to continue that.
And like you were saying, it's hard to not go to fast food and do certain things that are convenient.
Yeah.
What helped you to stay motivated to say, okay, I'm going to keep on track here? What were some things that helped you?
Being able to fit into my favorite jeans.
Yes.
No, seriously, that was what was motivating to me, along with seeing the weight come off, you know, as the weeks passed, just seeing the results. And it also helped me to work out and with the friends that I had made, in walking, stroller walking, and just the fellowship with them was one way to always immediately help me get out the door.
That's excellent.
To walk and to...
not just to count on your own willpower, but to say, hey, I'm going to meet friends and have a good time. I'm going to do this.
Exactly.
So can you remember about how many months it took until you could get into your jeans again?
I was still wearing maternity jeans with Abby in my 4th month. Mm-hmm. After, so I
yes.
would say probably around 5 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then how did it feel when you zipped up those jeans and they actually fit and you looked in the mirror and you thought, oh, I can actually go out in these things? How did that make you feel?
I felt rejuvenated in a way, and I felt like, wow, you know, like it was kind of surprising too.
Yeah.
Because I didn't think that it would happen that fast.
Yes.
And, but it felt good and it encouraged me to continue, you know?
Yeah.
And, it was motivation enough to know that I wouldn't have to spend money on more clothes.
Yes.
That I can keep what I had and, you know.
And how did it work with Sophia, with your second? Was the process very similar in losing that weight?
Honestly, it was easier.
Was it?
It was. And I think mostly because I was chasing after a 2-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And nursing a baby, and I was constantly snacking throughout the day.
Yeah.
So I rarely ate a full meal. I was just, you know, eating smaller meals throughout the day.
Portion control by force. Not necessarily by choice, just because I was trying to fit it in
while juggling, you know, everything else. And, you know, I pray that if I have a third child, it's easier as well.
Yeah, you'll have more kids to run after. It becomes even easier. So instead of packing on the pounds with each pregnancy, you just lose it after each one, and it gets easier and easier and easier.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, what on the flip side, were there some frustrations that you experienced or frustrations that you saw the other moms were experiencing that you were walking with?
It was finding the time to exercise and what type of exercise to do to keep me motivated, as well as not cost so much money. I would rather not pay for childcare to go to the gym. And I know that a lot of gyms will have childcare there, but if I could avoid having to pay and go at a different time, that, you know, so it's finding the time, what exercise to do, and then also another frustration was how long it actually takes to finally start seeing the results.
Yes.
I hit a plateau after a few months of losing weight.
Yeah.
Like the first 2 months, I saw it come off, you know, really fast.
Yeah.
And I think it was because of the nursing and after having the baby, and, you know, everything kind of just drops immediately. And then after a couple of months, I plateaued, and I wanted to keep seeing it come off at that rate.
Right.
But it was still coming off, but at a slower rate. So that was frustrating to me because, I wanted to continuously start seeing the results.
What did it teach you about patience?
Oh, that I just have to, you know, wait and just be perseverant and, you know, really just be patient.
Now, I saw you a few weeks ago, and I can testify to our podcast audience that you look absolutely fantastic. That she is, that moms, if you were to see her, you'd say, oh, I can't believe she's had two babies. She'd be like that kind of mom.
Thanks, Arlene.
So you're very welcome. So what have you done now to maintain your weight? What kind of routine, like in terms of your eating, and how many times a week do you have to exercise? What do you have to do to maintain?
Okay. Well, for me, everything is in moderation.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned portion control. I totally believe in portion control. I tend to eat off a smaller plate,
mm-hmm.
kind of the same size as my kids would eat off of,
yes.
so I don't put too much food on the first serving.
Yeah.
And if I'm still hungry, I could always go back and add a little bit more.
Yes.
But, you know, I don't want my eyes to be bigger than my stomach kind
yeah.
of thing. And I also continue the stroller walk. Now I push a double stroller instead of a single stroller.
And it's heavier now.
Right. And I do cardio and aerobic exercise at the gym. And so how I fit that in, I guess, is I walk three days a week in the morning, Monday, mm-hmm. Wednesday, Friday, for an hour.
And do you do this with people or by yourself?
Sometimes I do it by myself. Sometimes I do it with another mom.
Yeah.
Whoever wants to join me, it's always a standing, you know,
yes.
invitation. And but I always kind of do it at the same time because it fits my schedule and the kids' schedule. And for an hour, about 3 miles.
Yeah.
In the morning, three times a day, and then two times a week. That's three. I said I walk, stroller walk, three times a week.
Yes.
Yeah, not three times a day.
Like, woo, she is fit.
No, three times a week, I stroller walk in the morning for an hour, which is about 3 miles.
Yeah.
And then 2 times a week, I do an hour of cardio or aerobic at the gym.
Yeah. That is excellent.
So I guess that's about 5 hours
yes.
of dedicated exercise.
And it's regular time. It's not just like kind of when you feel like it or on a whim, but it's
no,
kind of like
I
an appointment.
I have to plan it. I have to schedule it. And I try to keep my motivation up, invite other women to join me so that it'll keep my motivation. And
yes.
the accountability is there. Accountability is huge.
Yeah.
And right now I'm currently working on just curbing the late night snacks.
Yeah.
Oh, how I love my sweets.
I know.
And my chocolate and my ice cream.
Like if weight was not an issue and you just could eat whatever and it wouldn't even matter, what would your sweet of choice be?
Wendy's Frosties.
That is great.
With the Oreo.
So we'll see you late at night at midnight. Oh no, Raina's having a relapse. She's in the Wendy's drive-thru getting a Frosty while our kids are asleep.
Yes, that is my weakness, I must say.
That is great. So when you are at the gym, you know, does your husband watch the kids? How does that work?
Okay. Well, this is where sleep training comes
yes.
in handy. When I was pregnant with Abigail, I was able to sneak in some prenatal
yeah.
yoga while she was taking her nap. And then when Sophia was born, keeping with the sleep training and the schedules, I was able to put them on the same nap schedule, yes, and try to fit in my exercise at the same time.
Yeah.
Like I did, so I could stay consistent, mm-hmm, you know. And then currently the kids have their bedtime routine. So we've always had a bedtime routine, and it's pretty much at the same hour every night. So I can help, you know, in putting them to sleep and still have the time to go to the gym,
yeah,
even and catch an evening class.
Yes.
So that's, yeah, it's huge with the sleep, because I can definitely predict when they're going to take a nap and when they're going to go to bed at night. So I can plan, you know, because that's how we do it. If we don't have a routine or a schedule,
right,
it's hard to maintain. So if you know it's written on there, go to the gym at 8 o'clock,
yeah,
you're more tend to likely follow through with that because it's already, you know, set in your calendar.
And what have you seen the benefits? You know, you have from the time of being pregnant till now, you know, your oldest is you're 4 years old. What have some of the benefits of eating right and exercising? What have you seen in your life and in your family?
I definitely see a change in eating habits because now it's more of a habit to eat healthier.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm going to the grocery store, I tend to make healthier choices. Mm-hmm. I tend to not go towards the convenient food, which is great because I'm now making recipes that are, you know, I'm cooking more.
Yeah.
And so that not only benefits me, but my whole entire family. And then I would say also eating right, energy. I feel like I have more energy,
yeah,
now, especially after I am exercising. And that's why I think it's important for me, because it works well for me, to walk first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Because it gets me started throughout the day,
yeah,
for the rest of my day.
Yes.
So I would say the benefit is just the habit of eating healthier.
Yeah.
And then secondly, just the energy that it gives me.
And what would you say to the mom that says, well, that's great, that works for you, I'm not as disciplined as that, I'm not able to schedule myself to exercise, and I'm just addicted to junk food? You know, what kind of advice would you give to a mom who is just discouraged that the scale is not moving in the right direction?
I would say portion control, make just being more conscientious about what you buy or what you put in your mouth.
Yeah.
Just, you know, making those conscientious steps. I think diet, if you don't have time to exercise, I think diet is a really good way to start.
Yeah.
And then even in the little things, as far as just, you know, walking daily, or, and it doesn't mean like a dedicated stroller walk. It could be just, you know, like, for example, when you have a newborn baby, instead of having a diaper-changing station downstairs and upstairs, just have one upstairs if you have a two-story house.
Yeah.
And that way, you know, with babies, we're constantly changing their diapers.
Yeah.
Going up and down the stairs throughout the day, that's exercise in itself.
Yeah.
And so, you know, just little things like that, I would say, is a good way to just kind of incorporate exercise, just keeping your body moving. And it doesn't even have to be like going to the gym or... What was helpful for me, because sometimes I couldn't get to the gym,
yeah,
was fitness DVD that was like maybe 20 minutes,
mm-hmm,
that I borrowed from the library to get me started, because I didn't want to invest in something I didn't think I was going to,
right,
follow through with. So I would say just starting to eat, making healthier snacking choices or eating healthier and first, and then fitting what you can and just kind of like going up and down the stairs,
yes,
you know. Don't worry about having to make the multiple trips, you know, because that's still exercising type of thing.
Yeah, fit it in your everyday schedule.
Fit it in your everyday schedule.
And then enjoy it with friends like you have done. I'm sure you've made a lot of neat mom friends through exercising with them.
Definitely, definitely. And a lot of women are in the same, you know, feel the same way too. It's how can we find the time? How can we fit it into our busy schedule, especially with kids and sometimes I'll say, you know, well, do you live near a park? Maybe I can meet you.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, we'll just walk.
Yeah.
You know, and we'll have a play date at the park.
Yeah.
And then we'll walk back.
Yes.
Just something like that. Or, I mean, especially now with gas prices and whatnot, if your, you know, grocery store is close to you, walk there.
Yes, it's true. You'll be carrying a lot. It'll,
yeah,
you'll definitely be losing weight.
Just walk there, yeah. I know. It's just somehow to fit it in.
Yes.
Any way possible. I mean, even if it means when you're, you know, on the phone or whatnot, doing leg rises on your toes, you know.
You're doing squats right now, aren't you?
Squats.
Like, even as we're talking.
I know it sounds silly, but anywhere you can kind of fit it in.
Well, Raina, I have found with a lot of moms, it's really hard to find a mom who's lost all her baby weight because it's easy to retain those pounds. So have you found that to be true yourself?
I have. I have found it true. And just talking to moms in general, it is frustrating to not see the pounds come off, mm-hmm. especially when you would like them to. And sometimes it's easy to get discouraged when you don't see it, and then you just become complacent and just accept it.
Yeah.
But yet still inside go, you know, oh, I just don't like it. And maybe this is the body that comes with being pregnant, you know, and having a child. But there's always still that desire to lose the weight. And the process just, it just sometimes takes longer.
Yeah.
Because we go through that mental cycle in our head, like, well, you know, it's too hard. Or it takes too much time. Oh, this is just what happens when you have children. I just need to accept it kind of thing.
Yes.
So I think that's why it's huge. And talking to other moms, it's great to get together with another mom and to encourage them and to be accountable with them and motivate each other. Because there are times where I'm supposed to meet a mom at the gym, you know, in the evening, and I'm like, after a full day with the kids and everything, I'm just like, I don't think I could do it.
Yeah.
I'm too tired, you know. I'll call them and I say, are you going to go to the gym? And they're like, yeah, do you want to go? And they're thinking the same thing. You know, we've had a full day and yada yada. I won't go if you don't go. And then you just have to say, okay, let's go.
Yes.
And I think that's the first step, because everybody feels like, oh, I just don't have the energy, I can't do it. And then after you go, or after you spend the time together, fellowshipping and talking and doing something active, even if it's just walking around the neighborhood together, afterwards you just feel refreshed again. And you're like, okay, yeah, it wasn't so bad. I'm glad that we actually did that, you know, kind of thing. So I definitely feel a majority of moms, especially after they've had children or even more than one child, they find that it's harder to keep the baby weight off. And so we just have to have that mindset and motivation with each other to kind of say, hey, you can do it.
Yeah. And it's good to see people like yourself as living proof of it's possible. You can lose the baby weight if you really put your mind to it.
Yes.
Well, Raina, I want to thank you so much for being part of our podcast. And we as moms can support one another and just get together and say, you can do it, Mom. Don't give up on it and get yourself into a normal schedule. So thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, thank you, Arlene.
Well, I'm glad that Raina was able to join us for this podcast, and I hope you are enjoying our interviews. For today's action step, here's what I want you to do. I want you to exercise portion control and eat from small plates, just like Raina talked about. So, you know, maybe you've got some small plates for your kids. Make it fun. You eat off of them too, Mom. So let's use smaller plates and let's exercise some portion control. The other thing I want you to do, that's the diet component, which is so important, what you eat, but also the exercise component, which Raina really inspired me to do because she is so consistent in her exercise. So what I want you to do is look at your exercise routine right now, and I want you to map out what you're going to do this week. So if you do nothing, then start with once a week that you'll say, every Monday I'm going to do this. Maybe you have two days a week that you do something. Why don't you add a third day? So wherever you're at, maintain and ramp up one notch. So I really want us to be inspired by Raina's exercise commitment, because we can do it too, moms. And remember, I am offering a free ebook this month. So all you have to do is call our feedback line at 206-337-0393. I'm really glad to have heard from so many of you. And I want to give you this free ebook called Sex After Baby, Your Guide for Getting in the Mood Again. So it is my summer gift to you. So just call me in June and ask for the ebook Sex After Baby. Well, next week I will be talking about wind chills and Weight Watchers, so you won't want to miss it. Until then, be an example to your kids, overcome your complacency about fitness, and be relentless about pursuing your dreams.
This is a production of Losing Weight After Baby. You can do it, Mom.